Now he says, verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah. Now God said, I'm not ready yet to judge the house of Judah. Why? Well, for the sake of David. God said for the sake of David, he wouldn't divide the kingdom under Solomon. He said for the sake of David again and again that he would save the southern kingdom. Well, may I say to you that somebody may want to criticize this and say that's not fair. Well, I don't know whether it's fair or not, but I thank God, friends, that God showed mercy to me and that he was patient and continued to show mercy, and he continues today to show mercy. He says, I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and I'll save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now, he says, I'm not going to save them by the fact that they've got phantom jets and atom bombs. I'm not going to save them by the means of arms. And if you want to read that story, it's a tremendous story of how God delivered these people. You'd have to go back into 1 Kings. No, you'd have to go to 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, and to Isaiah 37. You'll read how God miraculously delivered these people, the southern kingdom at this time. But he didn't deliver the northern kingdom. Now, will you notice verse 8? Now, when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, takes about couple years over in that country to wean a child, sometimes 3 years. She conceived and bore a son. Now here's another son. Then said God, call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Now if that was the only verse in the Bible, I would agree with the amillennialists today that God is through with the nation Israel. And I wish devoutly that even many of our premillennial brethren would quit reaching in and pulling a verse out here and a verse out there and saying this is being fulfilled. I challenge anybody to read the prophecy of Hosea and come up with an intelligent answer that says God is through with the nation Israel. Now, just read the next verse and we'll be clear on this. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And that's a marvelous thing. They have been decimated again and again by persecution. Think what Hitler did. And here's a marvelous prophecy that he's going to increase their number. And he says, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you're not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you're the sons of the living God. God is not through with them. You just have to keep reading the Bible, friend, and don't pull one verse out. Now will you notice verse 11? Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together. The nation will come together. There's no 10 lost tribes, by the way. And appoint themselves one head. They don't have that, and they're not all in agreement, even over in Israel today, I can assure you. And they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. My, what a wonderful prophecy this is here. Now, actually, we have here five very wonderful prophecies concerning the nation Israel. It speaks of the fact that, first of all, there's going to be an increase in the population. And on several occasions, they've been practically exterminated as a people on the face of the earth. But they continue as a nation and as a people. This is for the future, and great blessing is promised for the future. Then he made it very clear to them here in the very place where it was said, you're not my people, why, you're going to be the sons of the living God. That means there is coming, and the Bible speaks of it, the conversion of a nation in the future. That doesn't mean every Israelite, but it does mean that the nation as such, there'll be a great turning to God. And not only that, the southern and northern kingdoms and all the 12 tribes are to be joined together in one nation. And that's one thing you discover over there today in Israel. There is not the hegemony and the harmony that there should be. And as a result, it's a disturbance to the leaders over there. I take a Jewish journal, and the articles recently have dealt with that subject a great deal. But there's coming a day when they will be brought together, the 12 tribes, and under one leader, by the way, which will be the Messiah, of course. And they're divided up over there today, as you know, in many parties. They are divided up like a railroad restaurant pie.